At the start of the pandemic, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was praised for his informative daily briefings. But a top aide told state lawmakers last week that the Cuomo administration was not as transparent as it seemed. The aide alleges the state held back data on the true extent of the death toll in nursing homes, and now lawmakers are calling for Cuomo to resign. For the latest, we're joined now by Sydney Pereira from member station WNYC. And Sydney, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here. So nearly 15,000 people have died in New York's nursing homes and long-term care facilities. What is the extent of what critics are calling a cover-up?
Well, these new higher fatality numbers that we are getting are coming on the heels of Attorney General Letitia James' findings that the fatalities may have been undercounted by 50%. So now we're seeing around 15,000 people in long-term care facilities, and that includes nursing homes and other adult care facilities who have died of COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. This aide that we're talking about, Melissa DeRosa, said in a phone call last week that the state did not report this data that you're talking about because it feared it would be subject to an investigation by the Justice Department under former President Trump. And they weren't sure whether this data would be used against them. Sydney, what exactly does she mean when she says used against them?
So she appeared to have been referring to a federal investigation by the Trump administration, and just based on what she had told lawmakers in that call, it seemed that she felt like it was the data was going to be politically used against the governor and Democrats in the state. And, you know, she's referencing how former President Donald Trump had been tweeting out against Democratic governors. Melissa DeRosa is right next to Governor Andrew Cuomo throughout the whole pandemic. She's his top aide and has been at these famous press briefings. When what she told state lawmakers came to light last week when the New York Post broke that story, she defended it as explaining that she and, you know, the governor and the state were focusing on the federal request for information to temporarily set aside the legislature's request and felt that that was the best way to handle the situation. But of course, now we're seeing with how she explained it privately to lawmakers, which is, you know, now in public, the state felt that because it had been politicized, it was okay to withhold the full scope of how many people had died. And I think what when she's saying used against them, she's really referring to being politically used against them.
Right. But the Justice Department wasn't the only ones asking for this data. New York State's legislature was also requesting it. And now there have been these calls for Governor Cuomo to step down. They're also talking about removing his emergency powers. What are lawmakers in both parties saying about this in the state?
Yeah. So Democratic lawmakers released a joint statement last Friday calling for the governor's expanded emergency powers to be removed. And then Republican lawmakers in the state are calling for Cuomo to resign altogether.
Mm-hmm. The entire country was watching Governor Cuomo during the early days of the pandemic. He's carefully cultivated his response to the pandemic with these daily briefings and really his very frank language and transparency. Has he responded at all to these allegations? How much of his reputation will be tarnished?
So he has not directly responded. There hasn't been a press briefing over the weekend, and he was in Washington, D.C. on Friday. And as for how much this tarnishes his reputation, I think it's kind of a long time coming. We knew the deaths in long-term care facilities were undercounted. We've long known that. We've known that since last spring. And so I think that now that we have the full picture, I don't think it looks great for him. But it's hard for me to say how much exactly it'll tarnish his reputation, because there were many points in the pandemic where Governor Cuomo was very much lauded for how he handled the pandemic. So it's hard to say how this will reach people, you know, and how many people will listen to reports like these and read about it to fully understand what exactly happened over the course of the past several months here.
That's Sydney Pereira with member station WNYC. Sydney, thank you so much for this update.
Thank you so much for having me.